USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee today is to start its review of its impeachment report before it likely votes along party lines to then send the matter to the Judiciary Committee, which would begin hearings on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump and his lawyers will not be participating in the proceedings. Democratic Congresswoman and member of the Judiciary Committee, Val Demings, says the president should use this opportunity to defend himself.
If he has not done anything wrong, we're certainly anxious to hear his explanation of that.
Demings was speaking to NBC News. At least 7 people dead from weather-related accidents over the course of the past few days. Some parts of New England could still see another foot of snow before it's over. It's Cyber Monday. Retailers are expecting a big jump in sales over last year. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is restoring tariffs on steel and aluminum shipped to the U.S. from Brazil and Argentina. He made the announcement this morning on Twitter after complaining that those two South American nations have been engaged in a massive devaluation of their currencies. He also said that's not good for American farmers. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is suspending his Democratic presidential campaign. Bullock was the only Democratic candidate in the field to carry a state that President Trump won in 2016. Another Democratic hopeful, former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak, dropped out of the race yesterday. President Trump will be flying to London today for this week's NATO summit. He's scheduled to meet one-on-one with a number of European leaders tomorrow and Wednesday. 2 astronauts currently spacewalking outside the International Space Station. They're again working to repair a cosmic particle detector. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office over the holiday weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4. And, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bill Nye the Science Guy now suing the Walt Disney Company, claiming the studio improperly held millions of dollars in profits related to his TV show. Nye's complaint says Disney's Buena Vista TV division engaged in questionable accounting practices, and he says the House of Mouse failed to cooperate with his requests to audit earnings of his show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.